July 3rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when I impart my patriarchal blessing, it is for the universal good of the world. Those present in the field receive the greatest benefit. However, I come for the welfare of the heart of the world. My blessing comes as a salvific grace for many, and to dispel confusion in the hearts of those who accept it. This blessing will be given one time a year, but benefits those here present always. I place my blessing upon the holy and the sinner alike. I invite all to believe. The deeper your faith, the greater your blessing. Many unbelievers will be reconciled with the truth. Many who lack trust in me will be convicted and converted. I can offer all these graces as I am the eternal now, Father of the universe, Creator of all good and all grace. A note is given to read Psalm 3, verse 8. And chapter 5, 11 through 12. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. In the afternoon. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. Maureen says, I don't understand the message given earlier, Papa God. How can the blessing be universal? How can an unbeliever benefit from the blessing if you have to have faith to get the graces from the blessing? Papa God says, every prayer that is ever said in the world and every grace that is ever given benefits the entire world. Therefore, understand that every grace given from heaven is universal. I send forth the grace each soul needs at the perfect time. There is a distinction between unbelievers and those who oppose the ministry and the messages. The unbelievers present in the field when my blessing is given will receive the grace they need to convert. Of course, the free will of each soul determines his response to any given grace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.